From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You may not be aware of this, but there is a war on in the American West over prairie dogs, and it is far from over. Since the late 1800s, ranchers and farmers have tried to exterminate these small rodents. But today in northwest Kansas, one rancher is refusing to poison his prairie dogs, despite orders from the local government. Logan County commissioners say they will send exterminators starting tomorrow, and the rancher will have to pay the bill. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
If this were a war over cuteness, the prairie dogs would win hands down. I'm looking at a field of prairie dogs right now, very playful, brown, fuzzy creatures. But this is not about cuteness. This is about things like crop and livestock yields. Prairie dogs strip grass in a wide area around their burrow so they can see predators coming. A few thousand dogs and a field starts to look barren. And a recent Department of Agriculture study concluded that prairie dogs cost ranchers money because they eat grass that otherwise would go to cattle. But if prairie dogs are bad for cattle, they're good for other living creatures. The sound you're hearing is not a prairie dog, but a black-footed ferret, which likes to eat prairie dogs. When farmers and ranchers exterminated most prairie dogs, the ferret almost went extinct. Through a captive breeding program, it's making a comeback, but biologists need to find large prairie dog colonies for the black-footed ferret to prey on. That's where rancher Larry Haverfield comes in. He's 70 years old and has lived in Logan County all his life. Defying conventional wisdom, he's allowing prairie dogs to live on more than 6,000 acres of his cattle ranch. I caught up with Haverfield while he was driving his beat-up baby blue Ford across fields of dry grass and yucca plants. He says allowing prairie dogs is the correct thing to do.
So when you say correct, can you give me a definition of correct?
The way it was. The way it was when the buffalo owned it. Yeah. Give that door a little pop. A little harder. You got to shut it pretty hard. There you go. Now that's correct for me. It was the way it was.
Because?
Because everything was taking good care of itself then.
Haverfield isn't too impressed with the prairie dog's cuteness. What he likes is the creatures that rely on prairie dogs for food. Hawks, badgers, swift foxes, coyotes, rattlesnakes, and eventually black-footed ferrets.
Now right here, you might have to roll down your window, take a look, and that's a prairie dog hole. The badger's just recently been in there. He probably ate that prairie dog.
Rather than a kind of a tidy opening, it looked like a little violence happened there.
There was violence, yeah.
But Haverfield's neighbors don't share his enthusiasm for wildlife. Logan County recently sent a letter to him pointing out that Kansas law allows them to kill all prairie dogs. Haverfield says he's doing what he can to keep the dogs off other people's property. The county says that's not enough. The dogs must be killed. And if Haverfield won't do it, they'll start putting poison in his prairie dog burrows tomorrow. Most people in Logan County I met support prairie dog extermination, but few, including the three county commissioners, would talk about it on the radio. Some said out-of-town reporters just twist their words. Retired rancher Bert Summers is one of the few who will talk.
When you're making a living, trying to make a living off of ranching, there's not enough profit in ranching today or farming either that you could afford to have part of your property taken by something that is not going to produce nothing for you.
As the county's deadline approaches, neither side appears ready to blink first. County commissioners predict the dispute will end up in court. Conservation groups say they're going to work in the Kansas legislature to try to change the prairie dog's outlaw status, but previous efforts to do that didn't get very far. Jeff Brady, NPR News, near Oakley, Kansas.